Start the show, say something.
Say something.
Parrot!
Regular one, is it anymore?
No, just the What You Asked For show.
Welcome to the What You Asked For show. I'm your co-host, Daniela, and with me is...
Oh, your curator, CM Morrison. I love the arms.
they can't see me.
I wish they could see the arms. They were
wide open. Going in for a big hug. Yeah.
Very embracing of you, audience. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Well, but we could be lying. We could be totally just making that up.
Oh, no, I was so doing it, though.
Mm.
I'm Italian. I talk with my arms, my
hands.
Yeah,
but more so, your arms were out like wings. The love was being radiating.
Very welcoming.
Radiating to our gentle listeners. Weekend Chubby. Shit.
What
You Asked For show. We just recorded Weekend Chubby.
Yes.
The What You Asked For show, episode 11. We haven't done a show since the 10th episode's weekend back in September.
What was that one on?
It was just tens. I think it was
the ten tens.
It's called, I think it was called All...
All Things Ten?
Ten Fat Chubby... No, that was the chubby
that's
one.
What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Same about tens. It was all ten themed anyway. So that was a while ago. We haven't done one of these in ages. So, about bloody time, since it is the titular show.
Yes.
It's what this whole fucking thing's named after. So, yes, welcome back... It's been a while.
Yes.
I mean, it probably doesn't sound like a while because you hear our voices mainly on the Weekend Chubby anyway. But yeah, we're back. We're back. We're doing this monthly now. We've had a bit of a reschedule since we had a bit of a hiatus, a very short hiatus. Thankfully, we weren't too sure how long that hiatus was going to go.
It was only a little.
But yeah, so I guess the new arrangement is that Weekend Chubby... is still a Friday show, except for last weekend when I didn't do it. So we made up for it with a mini episode. So anyway, you can listen to those. That's episode 14 and 15. So Weekend Chubby will still stay on Fridays. What You Asked For show is monthly, which I think was originally, like last time was monthly anyway, so that still stays the same. I guess the big change is Raw.
Yeah.
It's not weekly anymore.
No.
So you really have to, you have to wait a while. Is it fortnightly?
It's meant to be fortnightly, and it might be longer because it's fortnightly. So
yeah,
I'm have more to talk about.
Excellent, because I know you've been making a list.
I've been making a list.
Yes. So it was meant to be last weekend again. We just
didn't happen. Sorry.
As it happens sometimes, it just doesn't happen. So that will be coming at you next weekend.
Yeah.
So this is dropping Saturday.
Yep.
This Saturday, which we're recording Friday, but it will drop Saturday. And so the following Saturday, the 17th of November, will be the return, the glorious return of Raw. It's been too long. And then we, on the 24th, once a month we have the movie commentary.
Yay!
And we don't know what movie yet.
No.
I mean, we could ask you, but you won't tell us.
You should tell us.
You won't email us. You won't message us on Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram or the other one. So
Twitter.
No, you could. You can. It's possible.
It'd be nice.
You know?
Even just one person.
Look, we know someone's listening.
Yeah.
If only one person many times... There's got to be at least a few people.
At least a couple.
You know, Facebook, we've got 25 people following that. I'm going to assume maybe 5 of those listen to the show, maybe 6. We've got Twitter followers. Surely they are. Someone's listening from there. Maybe not regularly, but, you know.
Someone's listening.
Maybe now and then. So, you know, you can just, like, if you don't want to be, don't want to expose yourself from the social media, email us, ask for pod@hotmail.com, A-S-K-E-D, F-O-R-B-O-D, Ahoma, .com, you know, anyway. The schedule, anyway, is on our social media, so you can find it there. Instagram's probably... No, it's everywhere. Instagram's not the best place to go. It's everywhere. We have a four-month planned. We haven't planned December yet. You know, people have lives and Christmases and stuff, so we're not sure how that will look. I don't know. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a fairly regular month, but mm-hmm. we'll see. On top of those shows, we are expecting an interview show. I've got in contact with a friend, an old friend who I haven't seen in a while. She works in radio, so I'm looking forward to talking to her. It's local radio. She's got quite a story. So she's keen to do What You Ask For Extra, and I might have her on The Chubby just as a guest host as well. So you get a little break there, Daniella.
All good.
You know, a lot of pressure on you to be the co-host all the time, so you can take a week off at least.
Thanks.
There was going to be a run recordings with John, but John's pretty busy, so the person I might be interviewing could be doing a run recordings as well. But, you know, let's not put all our bags in one basket. let's just give her one show at a time. And that's really it for this month. So there's quite a few shows to come.
Ooh, it's a busy one.
Yeah. So do follow us. Do look out. We're really regular with the social media posts anyway. I know because I do them all. So
yes.
Look out for that. And thank you for listening. For those people who actually do listen, I don't know if there's any loyal listeners, but if you exist, if you're out there, if you look forward to these and listen to these intently or regularly or maybe repeatedly, maybe I'm the only one that does.
How many times do you listen to them?
I do listen to these shows just because I guess I'm learning. I'm not, yeah. I mean, if you listen to me, you can hear I'm not a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll understand that when you listen to my guest, the way she talks,
yeah,
she puts on the radio voice. It's quite different.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, you know, we've probably talked about it many times. We're both new.
No idea.
But we're here. We're having a go.
That's all you can do.
It's all you can do. If we can do it, you can do it. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. We'll do it for you.
That's right.
I'm enjoying our new, I don't know if you noticed, on the social media. She has no idea what I'm about to say. The new little tagline in the social media. Do you know what it is?
No.
The Monkey Paw Podcasts. Do you know what that means?
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, it's on the Twitter, the Instagram. Have a look. It's there. I'm calling us the Monkey Paw Podcasts.
Why?
Well, you know what a monkey paw is.
Yeah, it's a paw of a monkey.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Very good. That's all I know. Now I sound silly. I don't know.
Well, you know, most people might remember that Simpson episode where Lisa or somebody gets a monkey paw and they make a wish.
Oh, the finger special.
Bends down. But the wish isn't exactly what they wanted. It's a perverted, horrible version of that wish.
Yep.
And since we are called What You Ask For, chances are no one's asked for any of what we're producing. So thus, we are the monkey paw of the podcasting world. We say we are what you ask for, but are we really? Are we really? So you can't take my word for it. Your face deep.
I can't find it.
Face deep. Well, you go to Instagram. It's up there.
I am on Instagram.
Go to the top. Go to the top. What are you doing with your lips?
I don't know.
Saying chop, chop, chop,
chop. It's like pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Okay. Oh, I'm ready to start the show.
Let's start.
Okay, let's begin. So what you asked for the show, I've just saw your face light up.
No, because I saw the Q-Raptor.
The Q-Raptor, yeah.
That's cool, because I just watched the new Jurassic Park.
So what Danielle is referring to is one of the last posts I put on Instagram. Actually, because I call myself the Q-Raptor, the play on, like, capital Q, Rater, play on the word curator, because I don't want to call myself the host.
The host.
And I like Q because, you know, Q was meant to pertain to the What You Ask For show, ask the, you know, like the master of the questions and all this shit. Never quite happened. Curator stuck, though. Curator. So when I wrote the curator, because that's how I sign off with all the social media stuff, I wrote Q-Raptor by mistake, and I thought, fuck it, I'm going to keep it. And put a little dinosaur on the end, even though it's a T-Rex.
That's okay.
You know, whatever. Q-Raptor. I like it. I'm not going to keep it. It's just for that one. The Q-Raptor.
Cool.
Sorry. No, it's fine. No, it's all good.
I got all excited over the dinosaur. That's right.
Our fans understand. Or our fan understands. Our fan. Yeah, it's all good. What was I talking about? Shit.
I'm not sure.
The shit.
You haven't started, really.
I've lost it. But I like to remind people how this all started. So the What You Asked For podcast was actually meant to be one show, and the show was meant to be a conversation with an audience. People would ask questions or would put questions out there and people would respond.
Mm-hmm.
And we quickly realised audience participation through social media is almost non-existent, mm-hmm. at least for us.
Yeah.
So we had to provide our own questions. And then through that exploration, we also came up with other shows. So What You Ask For podcast has become like an umbrella term
mm-hmm.
for the six shows that we do four more regularly to kind of whenever.
Yep.
And the titular show, this one, has just become like a bit of a random Q&A show.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, unfortunately, with an audience. That's still hang on hope one day that will happen.
It'll happen.
But in the meantime, we provide our own questions and answers. So for the first part of the show, I wanted to explore some of the it's called, according to the website I'm pulling it from, Fun Dumb Questions.
Fun Dumb.
That people have asked Yahoo.
Okay.
Or, you know, like Google, basically, yeah. But Yahoo. So, I don't know where we're going to go with this. This might go nowhere. This might hit a wall. This might be very entertaining. We'll see. There's 100 questions.
Whoa.
Also, I'm just going to flick through and randomly pick some.
Okay.
Okay. So this is from a website called Answers Africa. Well, there you go. And the title of the article is Best 100 Stupid Yahoo Questions That Are Funny and Dumb.
Okay.
Okay. And you know they're funny and dumb because there's a picture of Jackie Chan going, what the fuck? Anyway. And they've got categories. Oh, no, they don't. That's something else. They just have dumb questions. So here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
Perhaps shall I ask you the questions and you maybe earnestly answer them?
Sure.
I don't know. We'll see how we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one. Does looking at a picture of the sun hurt your eyes? Someone search this.
At a picture of the sun?
Look. Excuse me. A picture. Does it hurt your eyes?
Maybe if you stare at it for a really long time without blinking.
If you stare really hard.
Maybe.
Like, for hours.
Without blinking.
Yeah.
That gets painful.
We'll pretend we're Yahoo.
Okay.
We'll pretend we're experts.
Ooh.
We'll both answer these questions. I imagine if you, like, remember the 3D pictures from the 90s?
Yeah.
Where if you stared, apparently you saw shit, yeah. Which I never saw. I don't know about you.
I thought I did, but then I would think I was imagining it because I wanted to see it so bad.
I think it was a croc.
Yeah.
But this is a little bit different because obviously if you stare at the sun, it will hurt your eyes. Because
mm-hmm.
I know, because I've done it as a kid. But if you stare at a picture of the sun, will it hurt your eyes? I think if you stare at anything long enough, it's going to cause strain.
Yeah.
Don't stare too intently. Maybe just sort of get a sense of it.
But
it's certainly not going to hurt you in the same way that, like, the radiant light of the star we call the sun will affect our physical
mm-hmm.
cornea, whatever the fuck we've got going on in our
eyes.
I
feel like I need to stare at the light right now.
Not, like, not quite the same.
I keep getting drawn to it now.
You're looking up at the globe up on the ceiling.
Yes.
Not quite the same. Move on.
Move on.
Do you lose your virginity if you fall?
If you what?
So say if you got a vagina and you're a virgin.
Yeah.
I assume it pertains to females because I don't know if I'd never have fallen over and fallen on my dick and then suddenly spurted and then go, ooh, I'm all grown up now. I imagine this pertains to females and the hymen and
breaking. Yep, yep.
Yeah, like if you ride a horse and it breaks, does that mean you're not a virgin? Mm-hmm. If you fall over and something similar happens, your thoughts as being the expert in all?
I'd say you still are.
It does pertain to the act, perhaps.
I would personally put it with the act. Do you know what I mean? Just falling over or riding a horse and breaking the hymen doesn't.
It
can happen it would suggest a lot of ways.
So yeah, virginity tends to be ended by the act of some sexual intercourse of some sort. Mm-hmm.
But I totally understand that question.
Yes, okay. Well, maybe the next one will perplex you.
Okay.
Can your baby get pregnant if you have sex while pregnant? Apparently a real question. Someone's asked
Yahoo. I shouldn't laugh because there's no such thing as a stupid question, right?
Well, it's up then.
But isn't it a feed? No, your baby cannot get pregnant.
Well, yeah, no. No, it can't, but...
I'm Yahoo and I will be like, your baby cannot get pregnant, dumbass.
Someone asked. You should have, like, Yahoo should have, like, a Siri.
Yeah.
Or like a smart ass Siri.
Ask Siri these questions.
Well, you know, if you want to hear us talk to Siri and ask Siri questions, go to the Chubby Weekend Chubby where I think it's called Siri Where's My Chubby.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what number it is, but yeah, have a look for it. We have a bit of fun with Siri. Ooh. How do you ask a question on Yahoo Answers? Yahoo Answers is like a Google.
Mm-hmm.
How do you? So they've asked a question
on Yahoo
about how to ask a question. It's kind of like when a person says to you, can I ask you a question?
And then, yeah.
And then you go, why did you bother? You should have just asked the question. Because you literally just asked the question. Mm. I sold my only car to help pay for gas money. But now gas has come down in price. How do I get my car back?
Why would you sell your car for gas money if you're selling your car?
This is a bit of a Yogi Berra situation.
Yeah.
Like, and I said situation. I was trying not to say situation tonight. This is
the first time you've said it.
Yeah, I'm doing well. So no more. What percentage of water is celery? What percentage of water
is celery? I've Googled that before.
Actually, that's not a bad...
I've Googled that.
And how much?
I can't remember. I think
can you Google it now?
I think it was like 90-something percent.
It'd be like up there, like 97 or something,
surely. To digest celery, you burn more calories than eating it. Like, you burn more calories eating celery than you take in, if that makes any sense.
Which is good, if you want to lose weight.
Yes.
Excellent. So eat your celery, but don't dip it in peanut butter, because that ruins it.
But it
tastes good.
95%.
Okay, so a bit less than I predicted.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was in the 90s.
Shall we keep going?
Yes, please.
Okay. Is it possible to make toast in a microwave? Is it possible to make toast in the microwave? That's just no.
Why?
Because have you ever microwaved bread?
Never.
Okay, it just goes stiff.
Or does it?
It goes harder and harder.
It doesn't go like change colour. Well,
you could eat it, but it doesn't toast per se. It doesn't get like a flamed feel a to twisty. It's more of a staleness.
Okay, that's the kind of question I'd ask because I've never done that before, so I wouldn't know.
Because microwaves, they vibrate the water within matter.
Okay.
And heats it up.
Hmm.
But then I guess if it evaporates enough, it just goes stiff. I don't know, stiff. Okay. That's where my science knowledge
is. The answer is no.
Okay. Why do 24-hour, 7 days a week, including holidays, supermarkets have locks on their doors? Why do 24-hour, 7 days a week, including holidays, supermarkets have locks on their doors? Good question. Good question.
Yeah, it is.
Because occasionally...
what if there's no toilet in that supermarket and the person needs to go to the toilet and they're working on their own, so they need to lock the door, put their 5 minute, be back in 5 minute sign and go? Because you can't just leave it open.
Well, there's also, I don't know about other countries, but we do have in Australia, or in, especially in Adelaide, Australia, like Good Friday, where you have to lock up. You
have to shut down.
There's certain days where you have to lock up. I can't think, Christmas Day is not one anymore, is... What's another one?
I'm pretty sure it's Good Friday and there's one more because there was arguments about it.
So essentially the locks exist for maybe one or two days.
Yeah, or going to the toilet.
Or emergencies, or just in case. Who is the father of the internet?
What?
That's a question someone asked Yahoo. Who is the... Darth
Vader. That's what came to my mind straight away.
Internet, I am your father.
Is there an answer for this question?
No, these are just questions.
Oh, I'd like to know the answer now.
The question's too stupid to answer.
I don't know.
Should my dog learn to drive?
No.
Well, you know.
It's illegal.
Hang on a second. We've got to think about the wording of the question. Should my dog learn to drive? Well, maybe. It could earn its way. Could my dog learn to drive, on the other hand?
Yeah.
Is probably going to be a big fat no, but should it? It probably should. Probably should get its ass into gear.
Need a chauffeur.
Quite literally, and start earning its way around the house.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. You got the dog.
My dog can't even see over the steering wheel. He can't even see out the window.
We haven't had a dog chat on the show for a while.
He was on the other day on the phone.
He was. Oh, that's right, yes.
He was barking in the background a little bit. I don't know if you could hear it, though.
Featuring dog chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. When sign makers go on strike, is anything written on their signs?
I don't understand that.
Well, I don't know of sign makers being a profession that goes on strike. So it's got a faulty premise anyway, I think.
I don't get it.
I'll just jump to the next one.
Yeah.
Why do aliens abduct humans if we are an inferior race? Well, we kind of do shit to animals who are...
Exactly.
No. Maybe inferior to us, depending on your perspective.
Yep.
Just because you can.
Mm-hmm.
If aliens exist, if abduction exists.
Yes.
Which I kind of personally doubt, but then again, I don't know, so I can't say for sure.
Hey, if it exists, I'm all for it, but it ain't happening.
Who wants to sell me their soul? That's just a waste of money.
Just go on eBay, there's plenty for sale.
I wonder if you can you go on eBay?
Yeah.
And see if anyone's selling their soul?
There used to be a few on there.
Because remember, early in this podcast history, we did a what ask for experiment where we tried to sell something haunted in inverted commas, because it's not uncommon to find dolls on eBay that claim to be haunted. And I did make a claim on one a few times.
Mm-hmm.
To your dismay. I never bought it.
I'm scared dolls.
But we figured... if they can sell dolls as haunted, what's something ridiculous that we can sell as haunted? And eventually we sold, or tried to sell, I did sell
you
a toy car as haunted for $8.50. Which I did confess to the buyer afterwards, and I told them that it wasn't haunted. And they wanted the buy anyway, so they did. And we donated that money to the RSPCA.
Yes.
So, it wasn't all self-serving.
Okay.
We actually had audience participation. They got to pick the item, because there was a few items that they could pick. It was a fork and a scarf. I think you were pretty keen on the scarf to be sold.
That was cool.
I was kind of keen on the fork, but we went with the toy car, which was the replica of the car from, like, a little Matchbox version of the Gone in 60 Seconds car. Because I got it from, like, you know, a loot crate or something.
I'm sorry. I couldn't find, like, a human soul on eBay. Okay. So I've gone onto Google and typed in buy a human soul online.
Yeah, yeah.
And some random shit has come up.
Oh, please.
Okay. This is funny. Where can you buy a soul? And then it says... Oh, no, now I've lost it. To buy a soul, you need to find God and sit him down and then tell him you want to buy a soul.
You got to sit down God?
Yeah.
Where is God? Where do you find God?
I don't know.
I'd love to know.
Is it illegal to buy people's souls?
Is it illegal to buy something that doesn't exist?
Oh, that's funny.
Do you wanna
have a go? Sorry, that was just
No,
funny.
That's fine. There was
none on eBay, but there's some on Amazon, apparently.
And hopefully my voice isn't trying to lay down and rest my back while you're...
Okay.
Read some... Hopefully my voice doesn't change too much.
Okay.
Or for the better.
Okay, let's see. Okay. I'm 39. No, I'm not, but I'm 39. Why do I have 3 teeth?
Because you ate the other 9? Mm-hmm. There's a joke there somewhere. That wasn't it.
Tooth decay? I don't know.
Yeah.
Meth head? I don't know.
I don't think those two things are actually related. Just happened to be very bad at oral hygiene.
These questions are funny.
Alright.
My house is on fire. What should I do?
I'm glad you asked that question because that is on our poll.
Oh!
So I put a poll out for a few things. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I can't wait to get to the next one.
Alright. So the second poll, I put out 3 polls earlier today. One mm-hmm. was pertaining to Weekend Chubby, which we've already recorded. So the second poll was, is the following a stupid question to internet search? My house is on fire. What should I do? The answers were yes, no, only if you're a firefighter, and I ask stupider questions.
Okay.
Like, to the internet. So yep. Which one? There's two votes, because we've got a dedicated audience. Which answer do you think got a vote?
You're a firefighter.
Yes, got one. And I thought that was quite a clever answer.
And yes?
I came up with no. Yes, got
nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
What's the other one then?
I ask stupider questions. As we can see,
oh, wow.
They probably asked some of these.
Wow.
Okay, what's the next one that you're laughing at?
The one I was laughing at, I'm just going to skip a few,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to go back. Why does steam come out of my vagina?
Oh, is it steam? Or is it your soul?
Ooh, escaping? Because someone bought it online.
Or didn't buy it.
It's
trying to let someone...
It escapes.
Hey, I'm going cheap.
Or did you sneeze and that's how you lost your soul?
As the person that actually has a vagina,
between us. I've never had steam come out of a vagina that I know of.
Was it like a cold day, maybe? And they were like...
And they were hot. I don't know.
Because you get, like, on, like, muggy days, yeah. You get steam coming off the road. Why yeah. Couldn't you get... Because air comes out the vagina, right?
Yeah, but...
Why couldn't steam come out? Like,
maybe in the shower. Somehow.
How would you tell, though? Unless you have a cold.
Really? If you're, like, really hot down there, like, on fire.
I'll take your word for it.
And you go have a cold shower, that might steam.
Right.
Maybe.
I
don't know if I've done that, so I don't know.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying it's probably not plausible.
I'm sorry. These questions are funny.
Well, share.
How do I test to see if my turtle is gay?
How do you test?
How do I test to see if my turtle is gay?
Well, you put on, you know, what's it, Love is in the Air. Oh, no, not that. Priscilla, Queens of the Stone Age.
Queen of the Desert.
Desert. And if it starts dancing...
Just put 2 male turtles together and see what happens.
That's the thing. Isn't that interesting? We're going to go slightly serious here for a second, but homosexuality does exist in other species.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite normal, natural.
Yep.
There's no hate between them. There's no discrimination.
It's just love.
No one's beating up on the gay one. It's just how it goes. Just, and yet, humans are the only ones who can't seem to get it.
Yeah. And yet, people think that animals are the inferior race.
I think we got a lot to learn from our animal brothers and sisters.
Mm.
Well, they're not technically related, but you know what I mean.
Mm. I'm not sure how I feel about this question.
Okay.
Is it possible to be raped by yourself?
Oh, shit.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm not sure how I feel about that question because I don't understand it.
It would imply that you've somehow been sexual with yourself in a way and not wanted to be.
Yeah.
So, like, you've touched yourself during the night, but it's like, well, I don't know. I'm not sure
how it works. I don't understand the...
You washed your butthole and you stuck your finger too far and, like, do you go, oh, hey, did I just rape myself?
I don't understand the question.
Did I go too far in the bunghole there? And look, I don't mean to make light of it. No. Obviously, rape is horrible and despicable, but...
I just find it a really strange question.
I think, no, they're... As someone who may have cleaned their butt a bit too clean sometimes, you know, I've slipped a finger in and gone, hey, whoa.
too much.
That was a knuckle too far. But I didn't go thinking, well, do I need to call somebody?
No. It's a strange question.
Do I have to hack off part of myself?
Like, how does that actually, I don't understand how it works. Okay.
I think it just goes down as, remember the name of the article.
Yeah, this is true, right?
Dumb,
stupid. Here's a good one for you. Let's move on, hey?
Yeah.
My girlfriend farted while we were kissing. Should I break up with her?
Actually, just go back to that for a second because there was another poll question.
Okay.
the last one. And it was. I guess it's a little bit serious. Okay. It was, what out of the following is too serious to joke about?
Mm-hmm.
Rape, murder, terminal illness, religion. There were two votes. Which one would you pick?
I go rape.
You go rape? We had one vote for rape.
Okay.
Do you want to guess what the other one was?
What was the other one?
Murder, terminal illnesses, religion.
If I had to pick personal...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whatever you feel.
Terminal illness.
Yep, I got the other vote.
Sweet.
Originally I had cancer and I thought, oh, don't just limit it to cancer.
Yeah.
But see, that's the interesting thing, though. See, I listen to Joe Rogan and I listen to at least one other very popular podcast by comedians. And they talk about how they make fun of, like, really serious topics. And that's kind of how they, you know, push the boundary but also say, hey, nothing should be taboo. Nothing should be off limits, because as soon as you do that, you create a wall between you and something else. You create I don't know what you'd call it. I guess, you know, for some reason that's special. Why should anything be special? Yep. The comedy should be disarming, and some of the most valuable or most interesting comedy is shocking.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I get it. I think I agree. Mm-hmm. But I'm certainly, and I don't think they certainly say that any of those things are cool or good, but it's a way of dealing with those sorts of traumas because they are traumatic. Yep. Or I guess religion's not traumatic. Well, depending on your experience, but certainly rape, murder, and fucking terminal illnesses are horribly traumatic, especially if you're the victim of those things. It's a hot topic.
Hot topic.
So, we'll let the listener
decide.
Yeah, do a thing with that. Should we do a... Let's wrap this up in three more.
Okay. My girlfriend farted while we were kissing. Should I break up with her?
No. You should also fart.
Fart with her.
You should put your hand on her butt when she farts, cup it, put it in her face. say, I love you too, because you can do the same.
That's an awesome answer.
And then when she does it, and then you don't like it, then you break up. Or not. I don't know. Work it out.
I'm a bit worried about the next question.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going in order.
Okay.
Is it okay to touch yourself when you hear your parents have sex?
Well, it depends on how hot your parents are.
Well, yeah, that would factor into it.
Would it? I was kind of fucking with you.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure there's some people out there that would go, hey, why not? But I think if I ever thought of my parents doing it, I don't think... it'd be a bit more, I'd like put in earphones or something, distract. I heard my auntie orgasm once.
Really?
And I thought she was being beaten. I was only 13 and my cousin was outside and I could hear, I was like, and to be fair, she had a history of, not really cool boyfriends. And I said to my cousin was outside and I thought, oh fuck, shit's going down. And I said to him, what's wrong with auntie? He said, nothing. I said, why is she making those noises? She says, they're having sex, you idiot. I'm like, oh, I thought, that's a fucking weird noise. It wasn't like it's like, it was like a weird animal noise, so.
Dolce makes that noise in his sleep, so that's kind of creepy.
Hey. I have to say, I did not feel like masturbating when I heard that noise. Exactly. I felt like, ew.
That's just random.
And I kind of feel that way now. Don't think that's changed in how many years? Like, a few decades, so, yeah. Yeah. But, mate, who knows? Someone might have gone, oh, yeah, fucking, oh.
Ooh, I feel gross. Let's not talk about this anymore.
Rub on out to this. Whack a bean off to this one. I don't know. You know, it takes all kinds.
One more?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just tossing up between two questions here.
Tossing.
I think I'm going to go with this one because it made me laugh more.
Okay.
What is a penis supposed to smell like?
Hopefully not cheese. Hopefully.
I don't have one, so...
Look, you know, it's already offensive to look at. So if you can do anything else to help pretty it up, you know, slap that shit with rose petals, spray it with a bit of fucking, I don't know, something smells nice.
Something that smells nice.
Rub it with a bit of oil of Ulay. Put a little hat on it. A nice hat.
Draw a little face on it.
A little fascinator or something. Just put a little nice happy face on it. No moustaches, that's weird.
Because it's not, we put a little hat on it. Well, you don't put a little face on it.
You don't want to creep anyone out, that's what I'm saying. Don't dress up like Darth Vader. It already looks like Darth Vader enough, you know what I mean? Like a pink Darth Vader. I would suggest anything that's going to distract from its look. Because, look, honestly, if you talk to most women, the penis is not is probably the least interesting thing on a man.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, what is it? It's a weird...
It's just this dangling.
It's like
thing.
A little angry fist with...
Angry fist.
A couple of punching bags or something. Like miniature form.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not... You know, you look at it and go, oh...
How pretty!
I'd like to put those somewhere. Probably somewhere away from you, but not... nearer to you. So if there's a way of, I don't know, spraying it with pheromones or some shit, I don't know. As an owner of one, I can see the, it's not appealing.
Mm.
Like, for example, dick pics. This is where men are really stupid.
They are.
Men are like, oh, I'm just going to show my dick and how fucking enormous my ugly appendage is. It's still ugly. Regardless of its size, big, small, medium, it's ugly. It functions. It does a thing. I get it. I get it. Look, as a male, I get it. But I wouldn't go send it. I don't want to turn her off.
Well,
that's why you turn off the light when you have sex. You
say that.
You've had a few, have you?
I've had one dick pic sent to me years and years ago, and I liked the guy until he sent me his dick pic.
Yeah.
It was just random. I was actually sitting at the dinner table with my family, and my phone went off, and I just thought, wasn't sure what I looked at, and kind of put my phone down and was like, no way. Went and had a better look and just went, I'm not really liking it. It wasn't an appealing picture.
It's got to be in context, I think.
No, it was just random.
Oh, yeah. So, look, even that can be a context. Look, and I'm certainly not sitting here saying I've never sent one. I've sent quite a few in my time, but not uninvited. Yeah. I've never done, except for one time where I did it, but she was my girlfriend, so, like, she experienced it many times.
Fair enough.
And I was at work. I went to the toilet and I thought, wouldn't it be really funny? Because she was at work. She was a chef.
Yeah.
And I thought, wouldn't it be really funny? Because it'd be so unexpected. Like, because we used to do like a good morning thing. Yeah. I never really saw her in the morning. So I thought, I'll send her a picture of my penis. And it's kind of a wreck issue or whatever. And I'll write down, have a good day, smiley face. And I got a message back and I was like cracking up laughing. Of course it is. Because you don't expect to have a,
no.
get a, have a nice day, here's a dick.
Yeah.
Funny, right?
Yeah, funny.
But, you know, it's not like, it was really nice to meet you. Really enjoyed meeting you last night.
Yeah.
You're a very interesting person. Penis.
Penis.
Okay, bit much. Let's step back. Take a second. I think the penis pic should always be invited.
Yeah.
And chances are, it's never going to be invited.
It's kind of different if it's in context, like you said.
Yeah, like,
mine was fucking random. I was sitting there having dinner and it was like, whoa.
Usually when a guy sends a pic, it's like, hey, I want you to do something with this.
Yeah.
If it's sent like, hey, isn't this fucking weird that I'm sending you my dick because, like, I'm being a dick.
Dick.
a funny dick, hopefully. And even that can go, like, really, you got to be, just don't do that to anybody. You know, if I can impart any message to any gent, it's don't send a dick pic. They don't care. Unless, like, okay, you're going to meet a very rare breed of woman who's like, fucking, yeah, the fucking dick, give me the dick. Go your heart. You'll know them.
Yeah.
Because I think they'll be pretty clear about it. But just assume every woman you meet does not want to see your dick. Unless the time is right and not different. Via the mobile phone.
Yeah.
In person, probably in the dark where they don't have to see it. It's you know, women and men bodies are very different. We do have to accept that.
Yeah, definitely.
We don't have, it's not like a little cherub.
With
a heart. It's what Dylan Moran called what looks like what's in a corner of a shark's mouth, basically, is what it is. Anyway, I think I've talked enough about dicks.
So I'm picturing dick shark's mouth.
Well, that bit was long. Shall we go to the next bit?
Yep.
All right. Got a question? Got a comment? Want to interact and help shape our shows? Then email us askforpod@hotmail.com. That's askedforpod@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening. Okay, so when I was hastily putting together the show, I came across this website. And it said, and it caught my attention, it was ABC News. Can 36 questions create closeness between strangers? Take the quiz, it says. So there's 36 questions. I'm not going to ask them all.
Mm-hmm.
But I might sort of pick and jump and see if we can get a sense of what's going on.
Okay.
So I think the idea is you meet a stranger and you build up with a selection of questions.
Yep.
And the idea is by the end of perhaps a conversation with these questions, that there's a sense of closest or not.
Yep.
You know, somewhere at the end of this, you should have a sense of I'm feeling really good about this person, or I'm feeling like, okay, there's not a lot going on.
Yep.
So it's a selection of how many sets? 3 sets, I think, of questions. So it divides the questions. No, 3 sets. So 36 divided by 3, whatever that is. 12, apparently. So, questions. I've kind of had a peruse, so why don't you have a look through and you just pick some random ones and slowly we want to get near the end and just see how the questions change. So they start off pretty mundane and then get a bit more, as you might imagine. So this will give me a chance to rest my back. So
okay. We might just start with number 1.
All right.
These are like those pretty stock standard questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Given the choice...
That's how they start.
Okay. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
I'm going to guess yours would be Peter Steele.
Yes.
Yeah. Mine would be Prince, probably.
Ooh.
Or Kevin Smith.
Ooh. Good ones.
I like Kevin Smith, though. Like, Kevin Smith would be more personable.
Yep.
He'd be interesting. You wouldn't get a lot in because he'd just keep talking and talking, but I kind of like listening to him, so it wouldn't matter. Prince might be harder, but he'd be fascinating to... Like, if he was in a good talky mood, I imagine the conversations would be quite fascinating, being a rock god.
Nice.
All right, so you're just jumping through and picking whatever comes, pops out to you.
When did you last sing to yourself or to someone else?
Sing to myself or someone else. Well, I sung to you.
Yeah.
When we recorded Weekend Chubby.
True.
Wasn't really singing to you. It was kind of like trying to interpret the songs that you picked for your Weekend Chubby list. Sung to myself today in the car on the way home. I was singing Prince songs. Well, MPG songs. What about you?
I sang on the way here to myself.
What'd you sing?
I was singing Love You to Death. Shock there, hey, by Peter Steele. Or Type A Negative.
Yeah.
Because I like belting that one out in the car.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it is. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Yeah.
Does it have to be like a real quality or can it be like a superhero thing?
Oh, look, I'd go real because anyone can say flying and shit, but what does that mean? I reckon, I think of that quote, I forget who says it. I think originally it went, I hope nothing, I fear nothing, I am free. I like the version that says, I hope for nothing, I fear nothing, I am free. But I like the version where it says, I hope nothing, I fear nothing, I'm free. And I kind of use that as a maxim for my life, but I don't always do that. And I'd like to have that quality in where I don't hope necessarily, and certainly don't fear anything. Because hope is the want for something in the future. And it's usually, either something that you're not working towards, that you just want to happen to you, or it's for something that you don't want to deal with, like other people's shit.
Yep.
It's more a distraction, either way. And I'd rather not hope for anything. I'd rather just be. Hoping is like living in the future. Either to avoid or to fantasize. This is going a bit deep. I didn't mean to. Where to be is to be in the moment, and to be in the moment is to be genuine and work with what you've got and with what you have and be responsible for it at the same time. So I don't know if that's made a lot of sense, really, but that's kind of, when I think about, you know, personal spirituality, when I think about what do I want to work towards, because I'm not a, when I say spiritual, I'm not talking about metaphysical, I'm not talking about supernatural, I'm talking about, you know, personal betterment, because I'm not a religious or spiritual, like supernatural believing person. I find that maxim or adage really powerful, that idea of it's almost enlightening, mm-hmm. or maybe it is enlightening. That idea of being truly free in your mind. I'd like to. That's what I'd want as a thing. You?
Mine's way more simple.
Okay.
As an ability, I'd just like to be able to be a really awesome singer.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
That's to be simple.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, that would solve a lot of problems. Yeah.
It'd be fun. And be like...
Sorry, I should just pick something like that.
Yeah, well, that's the ability I'd love to have. Or be able to play an instrument really fucking well. Something like that. That's what I want. I don't want a quality. I've got good qualities. I just want an ability.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one, actually.
Mine's not as deep as yours, sorry.
Yeah, that, I tend to go a bit deep there. So, yeah, okay. No, that would have been my... Look, if I went ability, it would have been, yeah, awesome instrumentalist, vocalist. Yeah,
something like that.
Stage performer.
Mm.
That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
I'm going to go on to set two.
Okay.
Okay.
That's because each set's made of 12. Maybe just pick, like, a few.
Yeah, which... that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you value most in a friendship?
Loyalty.
Agreed.
Loyalty. Loyalty is the ability to stay firm and... Well, loyalty is... It's a place of love. If you love somebody, you're connected and protective in a way that you're always on a level which is it is respectful of the relationship that you have, which means you're always, no matter what, unless it's really fucking horrific, you're there for that person, and you're not swayed by other people's bullshit or malice attached to the person that you're friends with. You're there to the end. To me, loyalty is, it comes from a place of true love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rare.
Yep.
And I personally, I don't think I've experienced a lot of it. But when I have experienced it, it's been really important to me. And I find loyalty is something that if I don't see it or experience it with someone, it puts up an automatic wall.
Yep.
And I know that I can't connect further with that person, even if I'm friends with them,
mm-hmm.
or even if I'm related to them. It doesn't really matter. Loyalty is it's a real gift.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
It's hard to find. There should
be more of it. But what about you?
Yeah, I agree, loyalty. Mm. It's a hard thing to find, and for it to be genuine, like a real, not a pretend loyalty, because I've had friends that have, you know, that you think they're loyal, but they're actually not. It's not genuine loyalty. Same with family. But yeah. I think loyalty is a hard thing to get.
Definitely.
What is your most treasured memory?
Treasured memory? Shit, that's a hard one. Treasured memory. Oh, nothing's coming to mind. At second, so I'll pass to you because I'm sure okay. You've got...
I'd say any memory with my father's treasured, yeah. So...
I was thinking
yeah, it's easy for me to answer that one.
Yeah, I don't know. That's really tricky for me.
Yep.
Because I would think if you have a treasured memory, it's like, boom, forefront. And yeah. I've got nothing coming up to the forefront. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I've got some, but they're not happening, so I'm going to skip.
Okay. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you are living now and why?
Oh, I think everyone would, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
If you knew that you were going to die and you had, like, effectively you have 1 year to live, you just fucking, you wouldn't give a shit. You just, like, everything that you felt was really important or mattered that held you back, you'd go, fuck that. I've got 1 year. The countdown's on. I'm just going to live it up. You'd probably be more genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's kind of where my head goes. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. I'd change things. I'd want to do everything I haven't done.
Yeah, you'd want to do as much as
you could. Yeah, I'd do anything and everything I've ever dreamed of doing.
You'd probably sit down and, like, write out that bucket list. And
exactly.
Like, fuck. Okay, the countdown's on. I've got so many days, and each day I'm going to at least cross off one thing.
Yeah.
And then hopefully by the time you get to the end of the list, you're feeling really good about your experience. Yeah. And you go.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going into set three. Do you want to ask any or do you want me to keep going?
No, you keep going.
Okay.
Great.
Set three. Let's see. When did you last cry in front of another person and by yourself?
Shit. Well, I notice I kind of cry. I don't know if you cry. What's crying though? Is that like really... Or is that like more like when you're teary? Just teary.
I don't know. I guess that's just how you.
Because I can, like, I find I think about shit and different scenarios, yep. And they kind of have an emotional effect on me. So I can get teary most times.
Yep.
I can get teary driving the car and thinking about things. Cry in front of someone. Oh, shit. I don't know. I can't recall. Maybe I have. It's not coming to mind. I don't know. I'm probably would be someone who prefers not to cry in front of people.
Yep.
But yeah, I guess sometimes you just can't really control that. I can't think of anything. I'm sure I have, but I can't. And cry. No, I can't really think of any.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself?
I think the last person I cried in front of was my mum.
Yeah.
And the last time I cried on my own was probably this morning. Okay. Or this afternoon.
Okay.
When I found out my car needed a new fucking battery. That made me cry. Also, hang on, I've cried in front of RAA. There you go.
Okay. And he didn't give a shit by the sounds of it?
Oh, no, he didn't care.
Yeah, I see this all the time.
Okay.
Are we almost near the end?
One more, you reckon?
Two more.
Two more?
Yeah.
Okay. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about?
Well, and that's kind of, we already talked about that.
Oh, and the polls.
The poll, yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to change questions?
Unless you've got something else, what's too serious to talk about?
Too serious to talk about.
To joke about?
Joke about.
Probably child molestation.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know how you joke about that.
You can't.
But I guess people do. Like,
I agree with that one.
You can imagine, like, a comedian talking, well, I must be a whore because I was molested as a child, or I don't know, something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah, but that's, I mean, it's always been a bit of, it's kind of like up there with rape, isn't it? It's kind of
yeah, picky. That's right.
I don't know, have you got one?
I agree with that one.
Oh, you just gotta—you gotta come but up with your
true.
Own.
But it's true.
Yeah.
Like murder and things like that. I don't give a shit.
Dog fucking maybe would be a hard one. And it's a little bit funny actually.
No, it's not.
A little bit.
No, not funny. Like death and stuff, I don't care. Joke about it. Like some people get weird about that shit. Yeah. don't know. What I would find fine, some people wouldn't, so...
Yeah, but we're talking about things that, like, pretty much most people find awful.
Yeah.
You're not trying. You're not even trying.
No, I'm just going to ask the questions.
Which will make this...
The last one?
Yeah.
Your house, containing everything you own, catches fire.
Yeah.
After saving your loved ones and pets... You have time to safely make a final dash to save one item. What would it be? Loved ones
and pets.
What would it be and why?
Look, I guess automatically I want to say photos, but then I'm like, oh, do I really care about that? I don't know. I think a lot of people would. I don't know if I would. And then I kind of go, oh, my guitar, but I can always buy a new guitar. Certainly not the books. I've got a lot of books. That would just be kindling to the fire anyway.
Yeah.
What would I say? Let's go, I'll jump to you first.
I would probably go photos of my dad because it's stuff that I can't get back.
Yeah.
Whereas photos of my mum I can still get.
Yeah.
But like at least a couple of photos of me and my dad.
And you got your videotapes as well.
Yeah, I'm not fussed about that.
No.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess the family videos tapes.
I guess photos are kind of a safe answer, but honestly, I don't... If they burn, I don't know if I'd really care.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I can kind of remember that shit, you know, so...
Yeah.
I don't honestly think I have anything that I would treasure.
Or really mourn if I lost. I can't think of anything anyway. Maybe there is. Maybe my He-Man... and my, because that's worth a bit of money.
Yeah.
That figurine, that He-Man, and on that fucking Battle Cat. No, I'm joking. I won't give a shit. I don't know. I guess I'd have to say photos because I'm just not fucking creative enough.
You're never trying now.
A porn collection, maybe? No, I don't know. I don't know. Aren't that's. It's a tough one.
It is.
I got like a nice pair of pants I'd like to keep.
Make sure you're wearing them.
Yeah. No, if I'm wearing them, they don't count.
No.
I don't think there's anything physical that I own that I would... Look, surely... Look, I'd definitely be annoyed.
Yeah.
But I also realise... It's just shit.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. And it can... You know, someone who's lived a life where I've sold everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then rebuilt everything. It's like, it's just become stuff. It's nice to have. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Really enjoy having stuff. It's fun having stuff. But it is just stuff.
Yeah.
I much prefer to have my health.
Mm-hmm.
And my life. And my ability.
Yep.
To touch, taste, smell,
mm-hmm.
see. I could bang on and on and on, but I won't because...
That was my last question, by the way.
This show is going on quite a bit.
Yes.
Shall we make the wrap?
We should.
And that would be the end of another What You Asked For show. Ooh. And I imagine, because I haven't listened to the last shows for a while, that the format's changed quite a bit. If there's a format. I don't think there is a format. But there is something I did want to end on, I just realised, and I quite forgot. And I thought could be a regular segment, because as I've just mentioned, there's no real... regularity to the show. This used to have, like, you know, the Q-tips and the curiosities and all this sort of stuff, and we've kind of moved away from that because, you know, honestly, this show is the least listened to show. So, you know, in the effort of trying something new, we were experimenting. So I thought maybe a segment we could try on a regular, since it's only a monthly show anyway,
mm-hmm.
is what are you doing with your life right now? So what are you doing with your life right now, Daniela?
Trying to stay alive.
Stay alive?
Yeah, pretty much. It's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Stay alive. And, like, you don't mean that in a coy kind of way. No. You're, like, quite very literally.
I'm trying to stay alive.
Give some details, because this could be a lead into Raw.
Trying to stay alive because my bone marrow transplant's kind of rejecting. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to stay alive, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to Raw coming up.
Listen to Raw. Certainly listen to What You Asked For Extra with Misadventures in Living.
Yes.
If you haven't heard that, definitely listen to that, because that in that episode, Daniela talks about the 11 diseases.
Yeah.
That you're living with and trying to live. I just said that.
At least you didn't say situation.
I didn't say situation. What am I doing with my life right now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm calibrating. Mm-hmm. I'm just being, I realise, in my life right now. I'm probably just aware of myself a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about, I'm not a big future thinker. I'm not like, I'm going to, in 10 years' time, fucking this. I'm just like today, tomorrow, and the next day. I think I'm more of a moment person. I live in the moment. And so I find myself sitting more in the moment, just reflecting on, you know, what sort of person do I want to be? And I find it interesting where I think about myself now and compare it to myself 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where I was like a bit of a rat bag. I think in a goodish way, maybe not. Where I find I try to be a bit more of a, not too respectful, but I think I've always been a bit more of a deep thinker,
mm-hmm.
a bit more of a philosophical person, but I find I want that reflected in my behaviour
mm-hmm.
a bit more. So I guess I think about being a better man, a better human, more and more these days, and how my actions affect other people and how I can be a good person for other people,
mm-hmm.
where I don't think I've, you know, it's taken 40 years to get to this point. Better people get there sooner. Where I think, you know, myself 10 years ago, I was very selfish and didn't give a fuck, and everything was an experiment in just to see what happens. It didn't matter what I lost or what I gained. It was just more about curiosity. What would happen if I did this? And it wouldn't matter who I hurt or how I got hurt. I just wanted to see what would happen. Where now, and I mean, that's really horribly selfish and vulnerable to admit, but now I'm in a place where I'm like, I don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
I don't want to just experiment for the sake of, you know, sating some sick interest. I want to produce some good. I want to be a good person. I want to help. I want to be a safe place for
mm-hmm.
people. I want to be a trustworthy place for people. But it all starts with the self. So I'm recalibrating. I'm thinking about, you know, well, what does it mean to be me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's my midlife crisis or not. I'm just like, what is it like to be Sam Morrison, and is that a good place, and what needs to be tweaked, what needs to be mm-hmm. fixed or changed? So, I mean, that's just my quite, you know, inverted commas, spiritual journey.
Yep. Nice and deep.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end of another What You Asked For show. I've been your curator, Sian Morrison, and this has been
Daniela.
And thank you for listening. You can follow us on our social media. You can email us. But I forgot to say cue the music for this show too. I did that in Weekend Chubby.
You did.
I'm fucking up the shows. I'm crossing the streams, whoa, as the Ghostbusters would say. But anyway, thank you for listening. Do check out our other shows. More shows, yes, to come, as mentioned at the top of the show. You know, be well, look after yourself, eat your vegetables, be nice to your mum, all that sort of stuff. I'm talking to the audience, not Daniela specifically.
I'm just nodding.
And in everything, always, always
be curious.
Bye-bye. What we're up to next? Want to get involved in our latest listener polls? Like, follow, comment, and interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Just search Ask For Pod and join the What You Ask For community. Thanks for listening. What You Ask For Extra is our interview show where we talk to somebody and share their story with you. We believe everyone has a story to share, and if you'd like to share yours, email us at askedforpod@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a What You Ask For podcast, part of the Asked For universe. Thanks for listening.